Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you'll find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. This week is the start of summer school at the University of Cape Town, and I'm talking to the director of the Montebello Design Center, Tessa Graf, and they've got sort of designs and ideas for you that I think you'll find of interest. What would you like to tell us about your association with the summer school?
We're on the summer school program as we exist loosely under the UCT umbrella. And so if anybody has a moment free, we're listed in the program as being a place to go and have a nice experience. And we link into the heritage theme that has been proposed as various sort of outings for summer school participants. The two themes at summer school seems to be touching on this year also relate to Montebello. And the one is the umbrella theme around design, and particularly circular design or design in ecosystem. And the other, interestingly enough, is around trees. At Montebello, we've always been besotted about our trees. We exist under this wonderful canopy of trees, so have developed a historical route through the trees, a tree heritage walk, listing some of our most important trees. Visitors to Montebello can pick up a map at the shop and then get onto a boardwalk and do a circular route through Montebello and around to some of our most important trees. My favourite trees of all at Montebello are the two enormous camphor trees, which date to about the year 1750, making them really very old and predating the Gardener's Cottage restaurant, which is a Victorian building, by a good stretch of time. And they were planted, obviously, for their various tree properties, like their insect repellent properties, as well as the medicinal use of the bark.
Now, will we find all about that when we pick up our map for the tree?
You'll find all about that. When you pick up the map will lead you to each group of trees and in which there'll be their little plaques with explanations about where they come from and what their uses are.
Very good. And now I believe there are a couple of design places you'd like to bring our attention to and an exhibition.
Yes, also around the theme of design and ecosystems is a lovely exhibition on at Studio 23 at Montebello, where we're profiling a project called Africa Illumination, a project from Reba Castile, which has done a very, very interesting take on waste management. They're the most beautiful chandeliers made out of a waste plastic collection project. And so that I would love to point people to who are visiting Montebello.
And I believe there's something about honey.
Yes, and next door to Studio 23, we also have a project which has been at Montebello for a while, but been in a bit of a back room at Montebello, and it's now moved to the front courtyard at Montebello, where it's alongside the shop and the Studio 23 area. And it specializes in the most wonderful honeys, artisanal honeys. And my favorite honey is actually a sort of creamed cinnamon honey.
And it's all eco-based as well.
All eco-based, and obviously a project promoting bees and the wonderful job bees do in the Cape ecosystem.
And is there anything special you want to alert us to watch out for this coming year?
The thing about Montebello, which is always uppermost in my mind, is that it is open every day to the public. And so every day is an open day. And it always provides a magical and tranquil space.
So if you've got design on your basis, Montebello certainly has designs for you. So get out to Montebello, find your way by picking up a copy of the 2025 Art, Crafts and Museums map, or go to mapmyway.co.za.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map, or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version. And for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture.